The World This Week, Politics.
Antony Blinken, America's Secretary of State, went to Israel to press for more extensions to the ceasefire in Gaza. Under the truce, Hamas has released Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners in Israel. During the week, William Burns, the director of the CIA, and David Barnea, the head of Mossad, Israel's intelligence agency, went to Doha to hold talks with the Qatari Prime Minister and Egyptian officials about the hostages. The Americans want Israel to prolong the ceasefire. Israel's government is insisting that the war against Hamas must resume soon. The annual climate summit, convened by the UN, got underway in Dubai. COP28 is being attended by 70,000 climate advocates, diplomats, and journalists, though Joe Biden is skipping this one. He attended the previous two COPs as America's president. The three main battles at the 12-day gathering are cracking down on methane emissions, reaching a deal on climate finance, and finding a path to end the use of fossil fuels. An attack on a prison in Freetown, the capital of Sierra Leone, killed 20 people, including 13 soldiers, and freed 1,890 inmates. The country's information officer described the assault as a failed coup directed by bodyguards loyal to the former president. Finland shut its entire border with Russia for 2 weeks to stop what it claims is an organized attempt by Russia to ferry illegal migrants across the frontier. The Finnish Prime Minister, Petteri Orpo, described it as Russia's influence operation. Negotiations began in the Netherlands to form a new government after the election victory of the far-right Party for Freedom, PVV, led by Geert Wilders. Mr. Wilders is trying to determine which parties will enlist in a coalition, a tricky task given that the mainstream Conservative Party has ruled out joining him in government, though it has suggested it would support a centre-right cabinet. Ireland's Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, said he would tighten the country's laws against incitement to hatred and hatred in general. He was responding to a rare spate of rioting in Dublin that was sparked by the non-fatal stabbing of three children and a school assistant by a man of Algerian origin. The Polish president, Andrzej Duda, swore in a new government formed by the Law and Justice Peace Party. The government is expected to last just 2 weeks. Peace won a minority of seats in Poland's recent election. A coalition led by Donald Tusk, a former prime minister, gained the most seats and will vote the government down when it presents its plans to parliament. Mr. Duda hails from the Peace.